light Pancras went to Dwarka. Krishna was here, but they are missing that Krishna has come. And they described Vasudeva Krishna as Nandananda. Here also we understand that Radhika is there in shape of Satyabhama, Rukmini and all other gopis are there. And at the same time, Srimati Radhika and Chandravali are all are in Vrindavan also. Aparkat Leela. In Aparkat Leela also, in two, in Golok and
in
Koku. Koku means Vrindavan. Also these Leelas are going. Those who worship Radha and Krishna here, and they also like Chandravali, Satyabhama and Dwarka Leela, are they only worship Radha and Krishna, not in the Gopivan or Anugatya Bhajan Karan.
Guidance of Gopi.
If they are not in guidance of Gopi, and they want to be in Braja with Krishna, they all will go there.
To
Golo. That is Dwarka Leela. And they will see that here Satyabhama and Srimati Radhika are same.
They will see them as Satyabhama. They will see them as Srimati Radhika.
Radhika.
Even though it is Satyabhama and Rukmini. Just as in
there, Srimati Radhika is Satyabhama. There, Chandravali is will be seen in Rukmini. And all. Nandbaba will be seen as Vasudeva. Yashodama will be seen in Rohini and
I have a question. Why is the point that if they do not follow the gopis here, then they are promoted to Dwarka in Goloka. Why that is?
They are serving Krishna and Radhika.
You said that if they are devotees here, meditating.
They are actually of Dwarka Leela. Vaishnava.
And therefore they don't follow gopis. And yet they are attracted to the form of Radhika.
Radhika and Krishna.
And Krishna. So they go to Dwarka and they see Rukmini and they see Vasudeva Krishna and they see Satyabhama as if it is Nandanandana, Radhika and Chandravali.
In my idea, what I have understood. Because Krishna told us he
has given that.
He has also said there that those who are serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who are worshipping, serving Krishna, at the time, then there are two forms to be served. One is serving Radha Krishna, the Lord is there, and if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then there is go to Satan. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has.
Yes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written one. Yeah.
Not Jaya Dharma, he means Jiti, Jiti Nala. Jiti Nala means
But he has written also in
Jaya Dharma. He has written. He has also written that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only can be touched in Kashmir. No any other. And by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dasara,
then you see Radha.
You see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha and Krishna, and you will be in Dasara.
What is the name of that? I have read that from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There is one book he wrote.
This is very important.
Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah, I read. There's a small book Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote.
Rupanuga Bhajan Darpan.
I have read in another book also. But the same exact thing, Bhaktivinoda.
I want to follow Bhaktivinoda. Because he has done experience and he is a man of that load. And he has, what he writes is very clear in very simple language. He can catch hold of all this. No great philosophy.
Not like Jiva Goswami. But his son, Jiva Bhakti's son, is like Jiva Goswami.
There is a specialty in Prabhupada. We can take two or three meanings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writing, but not two meanings in Bhaktisiddhanta Sastra.
So is that. Yeah. In English is like that also. It is like Sanskrit. It is very precise.
We cannot take another up.
He locks you in with his words.
But it is very hard to enter. Very hard.
Our Guru Maharaj said that we were telling him that this Brahma Samhita English of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is very difficult to understand. He said, why the English? He said his Bengali was very difficult. He said, I would hear his lectures, still I could not understand.
Also, our Guru Maharaj told once that Englishman can see a lecture. That person went to India. He went to Kashi, Madras, and so many universities, and he heard the lectures of so many persons. Then he heard the lecture of Srila Prabhupada. He expressed that it is so wonderful lecture. Our Guru Maharaj told that person, how can you pick up most essential things from the way? Oh, that is the thing. I cannot understand a later. I understand everything that all others have. But I could not understand. I know English. He was speaking in English, but yet I cannot understand anything. Is there saying you like water?
No.
You will take water? Today you have not collected questions.
Some questions.
Perhaps you have no time to read.
No, we are giving at least 1 hour or more per day on this subject. This subject does not, it is very difficult, a very high subject.
More than any philosophy.
If there is required bhajan, if we do bhajan, then the questions will come.
You see, we have only 5 minutes.
I had a question to understand that on Aprakat and Prakat Lila, when the residents of Vrindavan after Krishna had left, so when they were on two levels, one was Prakat, one is Aprakat level, were they experiencing both of them at the same time, or they would go from one to the other, or there were two different sets of gopis and three different
systems? Somewhere it is written that as a serpent, very long, he is going to a Maidan.
Yeah, Maidan.
There are so many grasses, left and left up grasses. He is passing on that maidan on grasses. So when once his mouth comes there, then it goes and as again his tail comes there. As it has been written in Chaitanya Charitamrita that a leela passing on several understand?
Yeah.
One leela. At a moment here, Krishna takes birth. Another, it goes on, and here this leela comes, that it is crying, he is weeping, Krishna, Yashoda or Devaki are giving her son to Krishna. This leela passes away. He is cow herding. This leela passes away. He kills Kamsa, then comes Krishna, goes to Mathura, and so at a time, this whole leela covers whole universe, and it takes a Brahma day to come to one planet. Very, very, it is to understand all this. We can count the stars of sky. Sky and dust of all earth, but we cannot imagine this. Only for a sutra we can decide this. I only want that I should serve in Kiran. How it can be possible? How can we get the mercy of Krishna? And Radhanuga Vaishnava here, internally gopi, mercy. Outwardly, Radhanuga Vaishnava, how we can do it? Mandiya. But this is things. but one goal to be of Radhanga.
I have a question. When we speak of a great personality, like Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura, say, during Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura's time, will we refer to him as a Raghunuga Vaishnava or a Raghatmika devotee? How do we refer to him?
We should respect him as a Raghunuga.
But
if he is a Raghatmika, we cannot call him. We should take him to our mirror. His activity, we should follow his activity. If he is a Raghatmika, then we will be hopeless. We cannot follow.
No.
And if we think him Raghunuga, then we are somehow nearer to him. And we will try to follow.
So Raghatmika devotees, we will meditate on their lila. Within our mind, we will meditate on their lila. But we can...
Lalita, Visakha, Sitra, Astasakiri, Rupanjali, all are Raghunuga.
But as a... But Rupa Goswami, we will meditate as Raghunuga.
Because he has left his everything for us, that outwardly we will go accordingly. And inwardly, so if a connected community has been
written, yes, sir. Yes,
sir. It is there. This prakare,
see
there? I'm sorry, but I'm not sure about the people who have been. साधक सिद्ध रूपेण शास्त्र
सेवा साधक रूपेण सिद्ध रूपेण शास्त्र ही सद्भाव इसमें कार्य करने का अंतर
है यह सेवा साधक एंड सिद्ध रूपेण सिद्ध रूपेण मान्य रूप में जो साधक रूपेण ऐसे रूप में बसते हैं
तो भक्ति रस में जो
internally we think Rup Mandir Seva and outwardly we do like Rup Mandir. Any question?
How does Sri Srimati Radharani in this world?
Like Bhakti Rasamrita, and this is how it's called. Internally, how it works. That is, by chitanin, nāma-rūpa mūnila, tan-nāma-rūpa chedjādīs, kuchanānu, kramena rasana, manasīni-yūtva, siddhan-braje, kadānu-rādi, janānu-rādi, kālam-nayet, khilām-tipti-tipti. Adi bhakti-tipti-tipti.
Upadhyat-nāma-yūtva.
Being in Vrindavan is not outwardly, then by mind we should be in Vrindavan. In the guidance of Rasik Bhav Bhakta and following Srimad Bhagavat, we can utter the names of Krishna according to pastime. Pastimes, that is, if a man follows Rupa Mandira, then he will do the name of Govinda, Radha Pranana, Radha Govinda, Madan Mohan, Gopi Kansa, Gopi Jana Vallabh, these names. And if he is a follower of friends, then Krishna and other names. Gopal is best name for friend. And if is in Vatsalya, then Vatsalya means to be. And thinking the past tense of Krishna in his mind, that is, that may be Astaryam or any, as we think better, remembering Krishna, uttering the Krishna name, being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Rasik and Bhav Bhakta Gurudev, this is the most supreme siksha.
These five things are mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, most dear things to do.
It is true, we can describe, but it is not meaning that we are. It is very hard, here there is mercy. But we are Guru Gauranga. Without that, we cannot do it. So we must always think of us.
In Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, after mentioning Namaparat, he says, our real hope is Mahaprabhu's mercy. Because how can we do all these things perfectly? We cannot do them perfectly.
We should not think of aparat. Always, if you are fearing from aparat, and always remembering aparat, aparat, we cannot progress a inch. I don't never care for. Because our mind, our sun, everything is going in Krishna bhakti, Krishna name, always reading books, always hearing something. There is no chance to aparat. Any aparat. If we tell Krishna to see, if we tell anything against Vaishnava and Gurudev also, but it should not be from heart. If by tongue, for any account we can, as is, as a quality, no aparat. If a nail comes in our teeth, Guruji is there, and I sat down and looking what has gone in my teeth. Gurudev at once comes and he will see, and he will catch hold of our teeth, and he will take out. This is aparat. As his mercy, he will take it as the mercy of the day. That is wonderful. It is aparat?
No.
No. I question all these things. You are questioning me very honorably, giving me honor, very politely. Sometimes I quarrel without my Gurudev, questioning, and like Deepak Chah. Deepak Chah, no?
He is pardoned.
But he never. To anyone he told that, you should see the book, but for me,
if when you get another opportunity to question him further, will you be the opposing party or will you be more respectful? I'm asking this question because when I used to deal with my Guru Maharaj, I also was not always so respectful. But I always I always think that now and then, next time I get a chance, I will be much more respectful. Because I understand much more now.
So, it does not take, if we do often,
it's like a child slapping the father.
Is the Karuna of Krishna. Samsara Dava Nana Vidhi Karunaya Karunya Ghanatma. No. And we will not do any of that. Will not come any time that we need. So never
we had a little, we were discussing amongst ourselves that when we spoke, you explained that union is better than separation in one way. So sometimes we have heard our Guru Maharaj say separation is best. So we know that there is no contradiction. So we were trying to think how to explain it, and we wanted to tell you what we had concluded. Our conclusion is this, that in the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, separation is highest thing. And therefore he worships Jagannath, because Lord Jagannath is Krishna in Purushottam Kshetra wishing to return to Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu's mood was like this. And because in Srimad Bhagavatamrita, Narad Muni says that Lok Kumar, he should go to Purushottam Kshetra, because only there, not in Dwarka, but in there, he will be able to get intense feelings for wanting to go to Vrajadam. So this is separation.
Separation is anukul.
Favorable. That was part of our conclusion.
Hmm. Only here. Yeah. But in Aparkat Lila,
it is most undesirable.
No sadhan there. Certainly, we are separate from Krishna in this time. So separation is unavoidable.
Yeah, unavoidable.
Hmm. So we will go through this, and the separation, in separation, we want only to meet Krishna. Always crying for me. Swarupa Goswami in Vrindavan, Bhaktivinoda Swami in Vrindavan, he did not have this guy. That separation is only for increasing desire to me. And at least, at last, demons.
And then we concluded that although for Mahaprabhu, he's always feeling separation, but...
No. He always feels separation outward.
But inwardly, he's with...
With Krishna. When he gets senses outwardly, then he feels separation. But as well, he is here. Let the sleeping or anything.
Right.
He anubhuti karta hai, man.
Feeling.
Feels that I am this. And he, when he gets his senses, he tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh,
why did
you? I
did. Well, Shabbat.
This is a way, this is a sadhana. To make rich lila.
So in Prakrit lila, mostly separation is presented.
We
four
are
conditions.
We are in separation. This is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Krishna. This is with when Krishna went to Mathura Dwarka and gopis are weeping. By weeping this, we can one day can have Krishna. So, bhajan means to realize separation. When you realize separation, then you
know. Guru Maharaj told us to, he said to chant in that mood. In separation from Krishna. He said, just like a child, he cries when his mother is gone. He said, we should chant that way.
What happened? We have also always we have heard before, first time, that Vipalam is our goal. But now by reading all these books, by self-realization,
in Jaivadharma, clearly, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, union is constitutional. Separation is only to bring about union.
This is Dhamma. What?
Why is it that the following words, yoke, the yoke, modana, madana, modana, and sambhoga, vipralamba, why so all different terms on the same point?
To increase jaya Krishna.
Why not use one term? Why
is there a difference in meaning between these terms?
Is there a different meaning to yog? Sometimes it says yog viyog, sometimes it says sambhoga vipralamba, and sometimes it says modana, madana, modana. Why they use a different term? Why not?
Little differences in all things. This is arasagata vichar. Arasagata vichar?
Yes.
Regarding a rock.
Right, difference of meaning.
Just like yoga is very general, and sambhog means specifically union between.
Sambhog are so different. When Radha and Krishna are gambling, this is also the amity. Sambhog it is also. When he takes Radhika's day, this is also sambhav. When he sings towards Radhika, this is also sambhav. When Naukalila means boat lila, it is also sambhav. When they are stealing the bansi,
flute,
it is also sambhav lila. And other very, that is also. Vishambhava Lila has been defined in various words, but they are not same, but in one, Patishambhava Lila.
Yoga and Viyoga are not defined in many terms. It is a simple definition.
Then, outwardly, it is separation. Krishna tells Gopi by Uddhava. And that is most important thing. Outwardly, not meeting, but here Viyoga, here Yoga. Krishna tells that what is preferred? Yoga or Viyoga? We are bound to say that Viyoga. This Viyoga and this Viyoga.
But Radharani says that if Krishna will be more happy by not coming back to Vrindavan, then I will be happy. Self-selfless.
This is the highest seva. Whether I may be in separation or not. He should be alone. And that is why Srimati Radhika don't want to have any date at this moment. Because when Krishna will see that I have left my
body,
then he will be very.
And she says, if by chance I do, then let each part of my body become useful to him. And Mahaprabhu, in that last verse of Shikshastakam, he says that even if Krishna is not with me, or when still he is my Lord.
He's still telling, but actually, they are only giving Shiksha. It may not be any case that they are not meeting. Radha Ramananda is telling, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Rajani Sakti Smas Ekatmana Ubhupura Deha Vedan Vatavko Chaitanyatha Prakatam Dunatha Dvayancha Aikyamaptam Radha Bhava Vitishubhintam Nayanti Krishna. When he is in one, he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When they are two, then Radha Krishna. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna. But he is Aradhika by Bhav and Angrikan. Here Aradhika is not seen, but yet Aradhika is always there. But for the last, they become true. When Radhika is inside, it is saying that one. And when Radha and Krishna are saying, it is said that they are two. They never can be separated. Never. As sun and his heat. As Kasturi and his Gandha. Kasturi and Gandha, yes.
In Purvarag, they behave, they act as if they have not yet met. But we know they are eternally together.
Yeah. At that time, you have to bhujana,
forget
that they have.
In Purvarag, they feel as if this is the first preliminary meeting before the two couple have met. They see each other for the first time. Actually, what is the question of first time?
No Purvarada at all.
No.
But every day there is Purvarada.
Is Yoga Maya the answer?
All are being done now.
I have one. Vilas.
Bandhukal Jaita Gondhashya. Lila-vilas is also sambhog.
Right.
There is a special word for that.
Yes.
So, lila-vilas is more preferable than that. That is Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta.
Yes.
Because this is the difference between Naisya Lila and Madhyamika Lila.
What was the
first? Naisya. Naisya means night. Night means midnight. Pastime. And Madhyamika Lila as Radhakam. Naisya Lila, Sankhya between Nandagama and Madhyamika. This is the place of meeting in the night of Radha
and Krishna. And which type of lila is that?
That is that you are calling last.
Lila?
No.
Last, yes.
But in midday pastime,
so many.
It cannot be, yes. So Radha Kunda Lila is preferable than Sankhya Lila. But Nimbarka and all others prefer that.
Now,
it has one thing.
The reason why it is preferable.
But cannot be said because now tell this year, not to tell this year. So, we should imagine yourself very hidden things. Here, Gosani, Gopal Guru, told Vijay Kumar, don't ask all these things. Do bhajan and sit here. Here my words are not going to be. But Vilas has so many activities.
I saw that they have some common. There's one thing that I noticed, something that is common to them.
Common to them. And this has so many characteristics that the luck has not done. So it is preferable. This, only this cannot be. If only one person can ask, then something can be. This is very highest. In Hindi, you can speak hither by hither and thither. But this is not that it is joyful Ganda. There is no sense at all. Here all senses are. We can feel all these things. But here there are no sense at all. There naso ramani naso ramana. And not lady, naika. And you are not nayak. At that time we become one. Nothing to remember all laws. At that time, there is no need of any duty nor any good or anything. Only your sight and our sight miss us. Heart only miss. And we don't know that I am Radhika and you are Krishna. You are. So there is nothing to say about that. No vichar buddhi, no remembrance, nothing at that time. But not Brahmavad.
That is what you have described is Sambhoga Vilas. What you are just saying.
There is one word I will tell. No other question?
No, no
other question. This is last. This would be last. No question about Svapaksha, Vipaksha, or understand Svapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Shuhitapka, and why all these things have been created?
It seems to be clear.
By reading it will be clear.
Between Ujjala Nilamani and Jaivadhamma,
all clear.
The definition is there and the examples are there of everything. And very nicely. Very nice explanation of why Srimati Radhika and Chandravali's party are opposed. But by their very nature, so opposite.
Not by nature. Something behind in this. By nature, yet something behind. Because when Krishna goes to Mathura and Dwarka, once Srimati Radhika is sitting on the Govardhan Shila, Senator.
Sitting on
Govardhan. Then I see all wise and pure, only we can. Oh. And that is a static money. It's a static money also. We can see our face, our body, like a glass. She was very lean and thin, always remembering things. And she was in very virahadasa, vipralamba bhava. I think she said his shadow resembling him. But Hatik Shiva. And he thought that she can love. She has come to me.
What happened?
She saw reflection.
He saw Chandravali's reflection.
No, he saw her own shadow.
He saw her own shadow.
Own home.
That's what it was Chandravali.
She thought that she can love. Now he is not recognizing because he never prayog mein nahi lati, vyavahar mein nahi lati.
Recognized that she was so thin.
He had not ever seen for so many long periods in Dwarka. So he thinks that it is very beautiful lady, very, very beautiful lady. And he is somewhat as mine, very beautiful. But in Krishna Virahi has been very lean and thin. So he has some affection for her. And says, oh Chandravali, you have become so lean and thin. Oh, but Krishna loved him so much. Now he has left you also. And you are feeling very, very much separation. But Krishna has given his arms in your body. And he is this
kundal
of flowers. You have, when Krishna was sleeping, this thing was on your head here. So your hands carry the bosom of Krishna. Oh, come on and get your hands in my neck so that I feel that Krishna is loving me and he is giving his own hands, because your hands are smiling like like Krishna. And he has some affection for that Vrindavan. In separation, when they will meet, no garva, asuya, irsya, and pity, all goes away. Only in meeting, by the Yogamaya, only these things are seen. But these are also a part of love, by which Radhika's greatness can be.
So when Krishna is in Mathura.
No separation.
They don't feel any difference. They know they're not angry with each other. No envy towards each other. They both sympathize.
When Krishna became outside of Gopi from Ras, and he took Srimati Radhika with him, up till there, when they saw that pose, middle of Krishna pose, they become irshali. Irsya.
Envy.
Envy. But hence they saw that Radhika is also weeping and she is lying flat on the earth. Then Chandravi came and gave water to the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Oh, you are also like this. We all are in the same category. Krishna has
left us.
He did. No word, but I want to. Krishna has cheated us, both cheated. We have been cheated and he is cheated. Now we are one. The full sympathy for Radhika and Chandravi also full sympathy for. Then they both went to the Rasasthali again. All in one, they went there. And no envy, no separate party, nothing, and they began to. Jayati te adhikam vanmanam ugra. So in separation, they are one. No, nothing, envy, nothing. Irsya. These are not written. But you should understand. Understand?
But if I can. Hear what you're saying, the realization will have to come.
When you will go there, one will understand.
It explains that the age of Srimati Radhika is a little younger than Chandravali. Like the younger age.
Chandravali is some days greater than Shrimati Radhika.
And her body is more developed than Shrimati Radhika.
Not more, but a little more.
Little bit.
Very lean and thin. Both are very beautiful. And there are none to equivalent. But Radharani, sky view is somehow no samatha. Sometimes it's similar. But for Rasa Uday, Srimati Radhika has become Sundarava.
Therefore they are sisters. As Krishna and Balaram are brothers.
Like this.
So, we were thinking to read chapters 39 and 40.
You have read?
No,
we
have. That now we
want. Now you have 34, 36, 35, 36.
You think 39 and 40 will more questions?
Because 39 and 40 is the means, the method, the buzzer. So they must require more.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur here is especially wrote for us.
Yeah, it's not in Ujjala Nilamana.
No.
So it will require more explanation.
Now our desires have increased. Now our desire has increased.
Every
day we come here.
God's grace and Gurudev's grace. Not good. What is true? We should feel that we cannot have bhakti. Tomorrow, yesterday we were reading.
We are the Bhagavad Gita.
We are reading.
In class.
In the afternoon?
Yes. From 5:30 to 7.
What were you reading? Which part?
Second part.
Which part?
Gokumar.
But which?
Gokumar has reached up to Mukti Kshetra, and here he is talking with
associate of Narayan.
Narayan Sarikar. Without bhakti. But bhakti is not a but yet the dharma is bhakti. Jivara Sarupa hai nitya Krishna Bhai. So, when we anger to any person, it is our thing that anger. But when we see Krishna past time and as then that time, if we anger against conscience, it is not practical. Understand?
It's not material.
If we are loving in person, these are our man, jar. It is the activities of our man, indriya. But when we see Krishna Parikar, with Krishna, and we know.
That is from the soul.
From the death. So, similarly, bhakti, that reading of Srimad Bhagavat, hearing of Srimad Bhagavat, chanting holy name, do anything for seva, Krishna seva, whether in rasoi ghar, kitchen room, or arkham, all these activities are pure bhakti. But as our things are not operative, so we feel that we are doing kitchen, we are doing remembering Krishna, we are hearing, but we cannot hear all this. Krishna has, or Gurudev has, by their mercy, we are hearing all this. And it is like this, that if fire is tadatmi in lauhaloman,
iron.
Hello? Iron does not
burn.
Hard burn. Similarly, these all actions are of bhakti, not of So hearing of Krishna name, chanting of Krishna name, what we do is not our indriya's action. At first we are not doing all these things, we are doing nonsense. When we heard from Gurudev or any authentic sadhu, some associate, from then we used to hear to chant. So chanting is not our indriya. Understand? So everything, what we are now doing for Krishna, we are coming here.